On this week's episode of I'm Your Football Team, the AFC North is this week's victim of I'm You calls. We tell you who the best quarterbacks are in their respective divisions. Oh, and I'm Cam Newton, and Kyler Murray's generic. Check your coat and feelings at the door. Let's go.
I'm me. I'm this podcast. I'm this song. I'm this intro.
Dad, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Really? All right.
I'm you, Dad.
Good call, honey. Great call, actually.
Hey guys, welcome to I'm Your Team. I'm your host, Keith Ernst. And once again, the term I'm You, people, is just a way to make fun of people, okay? Make fun of things, make fun of topics, make fun of whatever you want to make fun of. That's all I'm You is, all right? I just got to keep throwing it out there just in case we have any new listeners. That being said, let's make I'm You calls on the AFC North. The Pittsburgh Steelers, okay. I'm your 400-pound quarterback, all right? And I'm him thinking he can take any woman he wants like he's picking out a dessert at a country time buffet.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
I'm his beard, which I'm willing to bet always has a piece of food, Nick. But you know what I am most on the Pittsburgh Steelers? I'm your terrible towel, all right? I'm that. Like, what is it? Oh, watch out. There it is. Oh, it's so terrible and evil. Oh, that towel. It's so scary.
I'm scared to close my eyes. To open them.
Oh no, please don't whip it around like a helicopter. Oh, we're screwed now. Oh no, it's the terrible. I'm you and I'm your towel. Once that towel's out, the game's over. Hey, it's hard to make I'm You calls on a team that's won 6 Super Bowls, but I did, so I'm your team. Baltimore Ravens. All right. I'm your fans giving Ray Rice a standing ovation at training camp when he was pending accusations for beating the shit out of his wife. I'm that. Yeah, I remember that. Go ahead and YouTube it if you don't remember that. Literally stood up and was clapping when he came out of the locker room onto the field, knowing he had these charges pended against him. And I'm that. I guess, you know, you rush for 1,300 yards and morals are just thrown out the window by Raven fans. It's great. And I'm just thankful Jared from Subway wasn't your quarterback when he was under investigation, right? Probably would have cheered for him too.
Remember Jared from Subway? He's inspired a lot of people.
Speaking of quarterbacks, all right, I'm your Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Seriously. Like, when you hear the 49ers, it's like, oh, Montana and Young? Yeah. When you hear the Cowboys, it's like, oh, Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman? Damn. You know, Green Bay Packers, oh, Bart Starr, or Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers? Colts, Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning? Ravens, Trent Dilfer, and Joe Flacco. I'm
mad.
I mean, let's be real, okay? The most significant and important date in Ravens history is April 20th, 1996, when you drafted the greatest linebacker ever to play the game, Ray Lewis. Without Ray Lewis, you have 0 Super Bowls, and that's a fact. Actually, you probably could have had Jared from Subway as your quarterback with Ray Lewis on your team and still won those Super Bowls, and I'm that. The Cleveland Browns. It's the dog pound. It's the dog. Run, everybody. Oh, watch out. The dog. I'm you and I'm your dog pound. I'm you actually having no identity. The Browns? What's a brown? And what the fuck does that have to do with a dog pound? And you know what? I'm you guys being the Browns and having orange helmets. Okay? You can't even get that right. And I'm that. I'm all your wasted first round picks in the 2000s on quarterbacks. And I'm your excitement every time too. I'm that. Like when Tim Couch was drafted with the first pick, right? In the first round. Browns fans, hey, we got Tim Couch, man. Curse is over. You know what? It's the best quarterback we've had since Bernie Kosar. You know, another quarterback who couldn't win us a Super Bowl.
This is the year we go all the way. All the way.
I'm Tim Couch. And then what? Brady Quinn comes along, right? First round pick. Got Brady Quinn, man. It's different, bro. Yo, he's the most NFL-ready quarterback in the draft. Super Bowl in 2 years. Book it.
You rotten bums. You overpaid winnings.
I'm him. And then who could forget Brandon Whedon? Another quarterback taken by the Browns in the first round. Dude, you know what? Yeah, I think we got it right this time. Yeah. Yo, Whedon Browns. I mean, have you seen this guy's highlights? I can't believe he slipped us in the first round. I mean, what were other teams thinking? They were thinking that he sucked, and he did, and I'm that.
Wild thing, you make my butt sting.
And of course, we can't forget, right? Another wasted first round pick, Johnny Manziel. Another quarterback taken in the first round by the Cleveland Browns in the 2000s. It's Johnny Football, baby. We're going to do it, man. Money signs all around me. Dog pound, can you hear me? Super Bowl, bitches. Rehab, bitches. Rehab. I'm you, and I'm Johnny Manziel.
I detest you. You're all garbage. All of you!
Hey, Baker Mayfield. Hey, another one, right? Hey, come on. But hey, did you see that playoff win against the Steelers, you know, this last season? We're pretty much, you know, we were up like 35-0 purely based on Steelers' mistakes, and we still almost blew it, but we didn't. Because Baker Mayfield is our quarterback, and he's going to take us to the Super Bowl. I'm you. I'm Baker Mayfield. I'm his commercials. Well, his commercials aren't that bad, but it doesn't matter. I'm your team.
Bring out the tarp. Cover the field. I can't watch this anymore. It's over.
The Bengals, the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, here's another awful, awful franchise. And on that, it is what it is. Now, check this out. The last time they won a playoff game, Joe Burrow's wasn't alive. But okay, fine. Let's go further than that. How about that? Joe Burrow's parents weren't even a couple yet. Cheers was still on TV. And on that, I'm the show Friends not even being on TV yet. And Home Alone was number one in the box office. And some are like, oh, really? Oh, well, hey. Guess what, everyone? Macaulay Culkin's in his 40s, and I'm that.
Kevin!
You feel old now, don't you? Well, that's how long it's been since the Bengals won a playoff game, and I'm that. I'm you keeping Marvin Lewis around for 16 seasons, and he never won a playoff game. You were content with going 500 his whole tenure there. The guy went 0-7 in playoff games, okay? And you kept him around, and I'm that. But most of all, I'm your one Hall of Famer, all right? I'm that. I'm the Cincinnati Bengals section slash room in the Hall of Fame. Just having one little bust. I'm that.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
I'm that being just like a storage area now. You know, hey, we just got this pool table in for the staff. Oh, just put it in the Bengals section next to the foosball table and the two cars and the boat and everything else we put in there because there's so much goddamn room. It's a shame you can't get in the Hall of Fame for arrest, though. Because honestly, I'm you having more arrests than wins in the 2000s. I'm that. It's horrible. 44 arrests they've had in the 2000s. And this is according to the NFL rap sheet. So that's insane. I mean, assaults, DUIs, you name it. I will say, though, your chili and Cincy's the shit. It's fucking awesome. I mean, I'm me. I'll get fat as fuck eating that shit. No joke.
It's a chilly October in Cincinnati. And
I mean, as long as a Cincinnati Bengal doesn't assault me while I'm eating a five-way Skyline chili plate. But hey, regardless, I'm the AFC North. I'm the Steelers. I'm the Bengals. I'm the Browns. And I'm the Ravens. And all that being said, let me go grab the two Jablooks who are standing by, and let's get this show going. Michael Fury, Arthur OG, what's going on?
What's up, boys? Guys?
How'd it go, man? How'd you go? Mike, you liked the first episode?
Me?
I'm you. Is that a tough question for you? I just asked.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm sorry. What? I wasn't paying attention to you.
It's a brain buster.
Already. So
did I like the first episode? Oh, yeah. The first episode was great, man.
Cool, man. Yeah. Did you like how I made fun of the Patriots or no?
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, dude, jealousy. Jealousy.
I'm you. No one's jealous of you guys, all right? Completely irrelevant before 2001.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you win six Super Bowls in the last 15 years, basically.
You know what someone brought up to me that I did not, and it was because I'm coaching my daughter's flag football team, right? I'm the head coach of an NFL Play 60 flag football team in Los Angeles. And I told them the only way I'd coach it is if we were the Dallas Cowboys. And my daughter would only play if I was coaching. So he's like, sure. Right. So he gave it to me, whatever. But one of the dads came up to me after practice and he's like, what is all this? What is all this? And he's like throwing his like hands around, like, you know, he's because I had a cowboy shirt on.
Looking at your face? Was he saying that to your head and your face? Or
he was doing it to the cowboy jersey. I'm like, oh, I'm like, well, what's your team? And he goes to me, and I never realized this. He said to me, the football team that's won a Super Bowl at least once in the last four decades. Who's that? In my head, I'm like, who is that? And he's like, the New York Football Giants. I'm like, did you? I said, well, no, you didn't win the Buffalo. He goes, no, that was 91, the Buffalo one. I go, he's right. So they've won a Super Bowl in every decade since the 80s, the New York Giants. No, that's so? Pretty, that's, what do you mean so? See, that's, I'm you. That's the problem with Patriot fans. No. See,
fucking cares.
Don't you want to spread out your wins? Like, you know,
that's like a
irrelevant. Every like now you're done, bro.
Your
team's done here.
Your entire
it's like a fucking useless baseball stat.
That's not
you
useless.
You know who was in the stands when fucking Babe Ruth hit his 700th?
I'm not comparison. No,
Eubanks.
Bro, get used to it. Okay, you get rid of Brady and your team sucks now. They suck. Now, how about this? How about Cam Newton? What do you think of Cam Newton being your starting quarterback?
Here we go again with Ernst being angry.
What do you think of it?
We should change the name of this podcast to fucking rage. The NFL just raging fucking NFL angry.
I'm your temper. podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But go ahead,
I'm
man.
I'm you yelling at everybody about anything at all.
Can you answer the fucking question? Right.
I told you to do some research today about the fucking NFL quarterbacks, bro.
I'm sorry, Ernst. I wasn't listening to you again.
It's okay. I want to ask you about Cam Newton. Do you want him as your starter?
I do. I think why? I'm like, well, listen. Wait, I think I told you this before. Did what? I tell you the last episode? Maybe you cut it out.
What?
Like most of my stuff. I'm like one of the only guys that likes Cam Newton.
What do you like about him?
No,
I don't know, man. I think he's just a good guy, man. You know,
what does that have to do with him playing football? Him being a good guy?
I think, okay, can you let me finish?
Sure. But when you come out with something, he's a good guy. As your
you get
first
angry
fact.
Again?
No, that's your first. That's your first.
Listen.
What? All right, go ahead.
Listen.
Your first point is he's a good guy.
Hey, listen.
That's
last
great.
Year he got
my
a
neighbor.
Buck.
My neighbor could play quarterback for the Patriots. He's a
he's
good
a
guy.
Great, he's a great guy.
Hey, he's a good guy. That guy. I'm you. Go ahead.
Who's your neighbor? Steve Grogan. He got a bum rap last year. First, because the Patriots have like the most difficult offense to learn, from what I understand, right? And there was no offseason. There was no getting together because of COVID. Obviously, the whole world knows that. Dude, when you don't like physically like practice together hardly and you just start the season, I mean, hey, listen. What do you want the guy to do? He's older. He gets injured. I mean, because the way he plays, he runs a lot. He did run a lot, and he scored a lot of touchdowns running.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah, he was pretty bad with the passing. But
if there's
he was bad at 50% of his job. Maybe
yes,
70%
yeah,
of his job.
Pretty much.
Well, 33%.
So here's the thing: I watched pretty much almost every Patriot game with Mike Fury, and he's drunk half the time. So that's probably why he doesn't even know what he's talking about right now, because he obviously didn't see the Patriots play this year. But here's my whole thing with that.
What season are we talking about again?
There's 32 teams in the NFL, Mike Fury. They all had to do that. Now, I expect the godfather of coaches that comes up with the best schemes and the best game plans and all this other crap we hear about Bill Belichick, okay? Uh-huh. I expect him to teach his quarterback and show his quarterback an easier way to play quarterback, an easier playbook, or whatever it may be for a head coach to do.
Right.
That's the greatest head coach ever. So what is it? Is it Cam Newton or is it Belichick, would you say, the issue?
I think it was more, well, obviously it's Cam Newton because he's new.
Okay, well, that's my point. Like, what Mahomes didn't have a problem. Look, Tom Brady went into a system and went to a Super Bowl with the same kind of practice. I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, dude, they have
But he didn't have contact. Well, I'm just saying.
They have more talented offense players. Asshole.
No. No, it doesn't, bro. Dude, the Buccaneers haven't won a playoff game since what, 2003?
You don't think their offensive roster
Now they are because Brady's on it, but they couldn't do anything without Brady.
Mike Evans?
How many playoff games did Mike Evans win before Brady got there?
Gronk? Godwin?
Here we go.
Scotty Miller?
Saying, it makes no sense.
Look, man, you had Jameis Winston, who led the league every year he was quarterback in interceptions and turnovers.
Leonard Fournette?
Except for that one year that Goff led.
Ronald Jones? Dude, they're offensive skilled players.
But it's not. But the whole thing with the Patriots, bro, you never really – you guys were never about offensive skill. You were about scheme. Like, that's one thing I always admired about the Patriots is, you know, you looked at your receivers when you won Super Bowls with the receivers you won them with. The best receiver you ever had was Randy Moss, and he didn't win a Super Bowl. Like, you're winning Super Bowls with players. People are like, eh. You're running backs. I mean, you never running backs.
We
like,
had Tom Brady.
Yeah, but it's always
that's my point.
Okay.
You had Tom Brady. That's what made the Bucs.
Tom Brady.
I know, but that's what made the Bucs great. So what I'm trying to tell you is Cam Newton is just not a good quarterback. Because if any coach can turn a team around in a COVID season, it would be Bill Belichick. And they went 7-9 and didn't make the playoffs since Matt Castle was the quarterback, who, by the way, went 11-5 and didn't make the playoffs. But
you know, but weren't the last like five games of the regular season, weren't the Patriots rated like a top defense in the league? I mean, defensively, they went above and beyond, but
they
offensively
they couldn't do anything.
They had a stretch. They had a good stretch there. They were inconsistent. They would kick ass, dominate for a couple of games defensively, and then they would have a couple of bad games, you know.
And then, the defense played mediocre, and you could just tell how bad the offense was.
Yeah, man.
And Cam Newton, dude, he can't – this is the thing with Cam Newton. Go ahead, Arthur.
Sorry, I was going to say, The whole problem that I think everybody has with Cam Newton is that he runs his mouth, and it's like, cool, man, you run your mouth, go ahead and back it up. But he doesn't back it up. He gets hit in a way that he doesn't like, and he goes, he turns around, he starts crying and complaining to the refs. And then, you know, he'll scramble for like a 10, 15 yards. He'll get a first down, right? Then he'll start taunting the guy on defense. Mm-hmm. Then a few plays later, that same defender comes and like lights him up. And then he turns around and he's crying to the refs. Don't show up a guy. And then when he turns around and he gets a good hit on you, you're going to go and cry, run to the refs.
And here's the thing. When they're hitting him, Cam Newton's running like a running back. He's not running like a quarterback. And he complains. That's what bothers me. If you're going to run like a running back, you're going to get hit like a running back.
Well, that's the one thing you're right, dude, because I think when you give yourself up like that, that you're considered a running back.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I think as soon as you leave the pocket and you start scrambling, I mean, you're a running back.
All right. But all right. So actually,
is that what
can,
you,
no,
is
this
that,
could preference
did I answer
what
your question?
Yeah, no, I get it. You believe in him and I feel bad for you because he's not a good quarterback, dude. He's not. Okay. And you guys
look, man, they took his legs away and look at him. Look what he's doing.
He's just not. But I don't care. I want to see you.
Wait, they took his legs away? What the fuck? How's he going to play quarterback this year? Is it going to strap him to a dolly or something?
You guys got any news?
No, I thought you said we're going to go review all the quarterbacks for the.
I did, but I also said let's brush on some headlines first.
Okay.
That was the first part of the text, but it's cool.
Okay. I'm
not going to get angry, Mike.
I don't know if it's news or not, but I decided to give Mike the benefit of the doubt today, and I wasn't going to pick on him or be mean. And then the show started and he started talking and I'm grinding my teeth.
Logged in and you saw my face, Arthur. And then you just like,
I was like, ah, oh, this guy. Dude,
okay.
Trying me.
Okay. What do you think about Le'Veon Bell's comments? Did you guys see those? Did you see it, Arthur?
I think they were blown out of proportion, right? Or no?
He said that he would never play for a Andy Reid coached team again. This is coming from somebody who didn't want to work with Mike Tomlin. Now you don't want to work with Andy Reid, who's known as a player's coach.
Didn't want to work with the Jets either.
Yeah, so
I'm assuming he wanted to be like the premier back. He thought he was still that type of player.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He was like, yeah, we're not doing that here.
Right.
You don't have the tools, you don't have the skill set anymore for it. Here's so many players, they're out of the league for, you know, a year or two. They're still like 29, 30, they feel like they still have something left in the tank. You know, they start getting very vocal about like, oh, well, this person and that person won't give me a shot and it's not fair and that's not fair. Seems like the NFL, you hear that more in the NFL than in any other league.
It's almost like I try to look at it as a business, and it's like when you start talking shit about coaches and your previous teams, you're kind of burning bridges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You shouldn't. Now, I'll give you a one-time pass. You know, like if it happens once, then okay, whatever.
Like,
but
things happen, yeah.
But now, and not only that, you're doing it with Andy Reid. Like, but yeah, I just think it's stupid, man. It just doesn't. And you know what? These guys just get hit in the head too much. They don't think. What do you guys think about Julio Jones?
Even if Julio is like one notch, two notches below what he usually is, right? That we know of him.
Mm-hmm.
At the worst, Tennessee is gambling with a second round pick that they can afford to, you know, lose for potentially getting like a all-pro receiver.
But I meant, but how many, what do you play? I'm him. He played like six games last year, right? You don't think that?
Yeah, but I mean, look at Atlanta the last 2 years. Would you want to play on that team?
For Matt, I think Matt Ryan's a better quarterback than Tannehill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's a better passer, I should say.
He's not as athletic,
he's a pure pocket
bat,
yeah.
I mean, Tannehill, man, we'll get into that when we rate our quarterbacks, but that's just – one more quarterback I want to talk about, and I'm him. I'm Kyler Murray running his mouth, okay, about the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm that.
You want to talk about getting someone angry?
Yeah, first of all, they asked if he was a Cowboy fan when he was a kid. He's like, no, I wasn't, because they were ass.
Oh, wow. But wait, when was a kid? Like 1995 when they won the Super Bowl?
No, bro. He's born in 1997.
Jesus.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, like 2004.
Holy shit.
But here's my thing. Here's my thing with that. Now, if you ask somebody,
you get see how I said that.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Instead of normally, I would say, "God, am I old?" But I said, "God damn, are you old?" Meaning you.
Yeah. I'm your joke that you only laugh at. That was horrible. Anyways,
hey, our fans loved it.
What was that,
Mike? I'm you at any point during the day.
So,
thanks, buddy.
My whole thing with Kyler Murray is if you ask somebody what their favorite team is, or if it's your favorite team. Say like someone says to you, to me, hey, since you grew up or lived in New Jersey, you know, would, is your favorite team the New York Giants? I wouldn't say no, because the Giants were ass. What I would say is, no, I like the Cowboys because they were on TV. I was a kid. I didn't have a father, all this stuff. I would have, I wouldn't I wouldn't just come out and say, actually, they didn't, Mike. When I was a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, they were terrible. And you guys hear that?
Hold on. Hold on. Hey, everybody, can we pause for a second? Someone about that? Just took it, off and Ernst's Jeep.
You know what's funny? That car is always going off. Whose ever car that is. Every fucking day. At least two or three times a day. It's got a really good alarm, I guess. Jeez.
Wow.
A leaf falls on it and just...
Stop trying to break into it all the time.
He's a black guy walking a block down. It just starts going off.
Starts going off. The racist car alarm.
Yeah, the racist car alarm.
Racist Toyota Corolla for sale.
So, no, I was going to say, Mike, when I started following the Cowboys, they sucked. You realize that?
That's true. In the 80s, I mean,
yeah, that's
what?
My team. I'm talking about Danny White, Gary Hogaboom, Steve Pelor, Kevin Sweeney, fucking Reggie Collier. Those were our quarterbacks. I went through hell before we got good in the 90s. So, no, they weren't winning all the time. The point I'm trying to make is however you become a fan, you stay a fan. That's what bothers me with your Redskins thing, is that you were supposedly a Patriot fan, but you're rooting for the Redskins, and I'm you. Like that's not, now you're a Patriot fan because we're great now. We won six Super Bowls in the last. So I would wonder, I if the Redskins continued to win Super Bowls and the Patriots never won, would you still be a Patriot fan?
Yeah.
Liar.
Well, because it's your home team.
I'm you. No, stop. You can't
just
have two
like
teams.
You should be just like you should be like a fan.
What? But
of
you're
like
missing the point. No, whatever team you're a fan of, you stay a
and
fan
the,
of that team.
You're born
and
in New Jersey.
I was born in West Virginia, and they don't have a team. But regardless, that's the point.
West Virginia.
It doesn't matter. However you become a fan, you stay a fan. You don't jump around.
You should be a fan of the West Virginia Mountaineers, then. Or the Virginia fucking moonshine fuckers.
Dude, but no. Back to Kyler Murray. I was going to say that when Kyler Murray responds and says, were you a fan of the Dallas Cowboys growing up? He's like, no, they were ass. That shows me he's a bandwagoner. Like, you're what he's doing, what he was doing.
But he never said he was a fan. But he never said he was a fan, so he's not really a bandwagoner.
No. When I say that, then you don't make that comment in the first place. The only reason he's saying he doesn't like the Cowboys is because they were ass. That's what he said. That's what I'm trying to say.
Look, man.
So in other words, what I take from that is if the Cowboys weren't ass, that he would have been a fan.
Maybe.
That's my point. Yeah. Otherwise, you just say, oh, no, I was a Michael Vick fan and I like the Falcons. Then you do that.
But look, you know? It's hard to be a Cowboys fan when all of you are so obnoxious.
Jesus. They haven't won shit in 30 years. Like, yeah, baby. Number one.
It's our year. This year is our year. Yeah. We're going to win Super Bowl. All right, guys, calm down. I'm both of you right now. Right? We're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
You never once heard that come out of
my
mouth,
balls,
by the way.
Right?
No.
I hear a little jealousy.
Like,
that's what I hear.
Like you, dude, because you're realistic in your expectations. You're like, no, we're going to go 7-9. We're going to go maybe 9-7. We're not going to win a playoff.
Try to be honest, man.
Yeah.
Try.
Hey guys, this is Sturge from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-315-5913, and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell them Chop Sports sent you.
Okay, well, let's get into our quarterback. So I texted the boys earlier, and I wanted to go through every division and find out who they think the best quarterback is in the division.
Time out.
Yeah.
Every division in just this episode?
What do you mean?
Like every team? Every division? I mean, there's fucking 32 teams. How much?
That's not, dude. There's,
Mike, there's like six divisions, dude.
Yeah, there's eight divisions, bro. You just pick one quarterback from a division.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
you
were gonna like.
What is wrong with you?
I thought.
Then you wonder why I get angry.
Every quarterback.
Wait, I thought we were gonna like talk about like every quarterback situation of every team.
That's not what I said. Did you read the text?
Somewhere.
Did you read anything? You didn't even know what I said about headlines earlier.
I looked at your text. First thing I did is roll my eyes. And then I read a little more, rolled my eyes some more, and then I went back to what I was doing.
Then you went back to the Washington Redskins website to see how their transactions are doing, or Washington football team. I'm mad. When are they going to come up with a nickname?
Listen.
When are they going to come up with a nickname? Have they talked about it?
Change the name back.
I know they should.
Change the name back.
Well, what's generic about the whole thing is Native Americans, there were like 93% of them didn't care when they did a survey. It's the white libtards out there that were offended. They're the ones that were offended.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you can't, as a Native American, you used to call them Red Jet. They don't even know why they called them Redskins. They called them Redskins. The reason why they were called Redskins is because the white colonists, they didn't know how to identify them, and they didn't speak the same. So they used to rub bear grease on their skin,
right?
And it would make it red. So that's just how they identified with them. It wasn't like, it didn't mean to be a mean word.
Right.
It's just it's what they called them.
And I don't know this for sure. Ernst, you probably know this more than I do, but wasn't like the guy who originally, like they took his face and put it on the side of the helmet. He was kind of like honored by that.
He was honored, and his family was very upset. They took it away, but it's okay
but they don't care about the family. It's not about the family's feelings. You understand?
You mean
it's not about the family's feelings.
It's not about the Native American family's feelings.
No. Yeah. It's not about that. Okay.
You know what it's about? It's about the libtard that got his master's in libtardology from Berkeley University. That's offended. Yeah. You know,
someone at Yale was offended.
Never had a real job before and just goes right into a CEO job somewhere and tells everyone that they're racist and he's better than them. I feel like we're doing our old podcast now.
Really? How much? I wonder how much he makes.
Anyways, but you know what? You know what would be a good name for the Redskins, though, or for the Washington football team? The Natives. Is Natives offensive?
Yeah. The Nationals is already the baseball.
But team. Natives, this way they could keep the same emblem.
The same Senators, same idea, same concept.
But no, Mike, you're missing the point. I'm saying Natives because they're
Mike,
called.
You're just. It's like.
Yeah, it's going right over your head. You understand what I'm saying, Arthur?
I get it. What you're saying now. Sorry.
Jeez, just spitting out. You're like, hey, what about the Washington cheeseburgers? How about that? There's good cheeseburgers in Washington.
Hey, why don't you call
them
the Washington Roy Rogers? That was like a fast food joint over there when I went.
It was a fried chicken one, I remember.
Yeah.
It was up north.
Did you ever go there for your eighth grade trip? It seems like everybody has an eighth grade trip to Washington, D.C.
It was a high school trip. No.
Bro,
I thought you were asking if you took an eighth grade trip to Roy Rogers restaurant.
Yeah, we did in Washington, D.C.
I was like, what are you talking about? Because I know we used to.
And along the way, we checked out all the monuments.
Fury, in Jersey, they used to do that all the time. Like, I had my school was so generic and broke that. We had field trips to McDonald's and the local Quick Check, which was like a little grocery store. Like we never went to like any of the parks. That's what I thought you were talking about. I was like, what the hell? Starting with the AFC East, we're going to go through every division and I'm going to go around and you guys tell me who you think the best quarterback is in the AFC East. Arthur, I will start with you.
AFC East. I mean, it's hard not to pick Josh Allen.
Fury?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, now here's the next thing I'm going to do because I actually did my homework on this. Okay. Unlike Fury, who's freaking out over here. I'm going to read what I have, and I want to hear your thoughts on it and tell me if you agree, okay?
Okay.
So in the AFC East, as far as the quarterbacks go, I give Josh Allen an A-. I give Tua a C-. I give Cam Newton an F, and I I really do. I give him an F, and I give Zach Wilson, who's going to be the – Jets starting quarterback, a D+. Do you agree with those grades?
Yeah.
Obviously, Josh Allen is the best quarterback out of mine. What do you think of those?
I would give Newton, what did you give him, a C-?
An F.
What an asshole.
I'm not an asshole, bro. He's terrible.
I would give him a C.
Okay,
he's fucking won seven games.
Oh, really? On a Bill Belichick team that goes deep in the playoffs every year? Guy's a beast. He also
Are we allowed to have one down season?
You only had it because he was there. I'm you. Can't you see it? So what do you think of my grades, Arthur?
I think they're dog shit. Now you're making me angry.
I think A minus for Josh Allen might be a little bit high. He was a little bit inconsistent. I think like a B to a B plus.
B plus. Okay. I could dig that. Do you think Tua C minus is good or no? Cause I mean, he hasn't really proved himself, but I thought he did okay last year.
Tua did okay. I mean, the defense was like, they had that stretch of games where they were just playing out of their mind and yeah, they carried him for most of those games. He just had to not lose it, which he didn't. And what you gave him, what, a C minus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say C minus to a C. Cool. I think that's good. Cam, I don't even want to get into it. I think an F is
it's perfect.
You know, it's okay. Like it's D minus to an F. And then Zach Wilson, I haven't watched him in college.
That's why you gotta start with a D plus.
Is. Yeah, I don't know what his game is, so I can't really judge.
Because he hasn't played in the NFL and he's on the Jets. And it's like a graveyard.
You ever get a grade like an I, just incomplete? Why don't you just grade him like that?
No, because I'm going to give him some benefit of a doubt.
Okay.
But I'm just saying D plus because it is the Jets. And like I said, it's a quarterback graveyard, dude. Even Brett Favre went there and couldn't win. He had to go back to the Vikings and win. I meant, it's just like.
When he went there, he was 40 years old.
Well, when he went to the Vikings, he almost went to a Super Bowl after that. You know that, right?
Talent around him.
Oh, my God.
He went to the Vikings first and then the Jets.
No, it went Jets and Vikings.
Are you sure?
I'm 120% positive.
I'm pretty sure Green Bay traded him to Minnesota and everyone's like, what are you doing?
Nope.
All right, next.
He showed his wiener in New York and then he went to Minnesota?
Yeah, he did. All right, AFC North. All right, I'm going to go around. Who would you say the best quarterback is in the AFC North? Arthur?
I'm not a Lamar Jackson fan at all.
Okay.
He's a little bit old, or else I would have gone with Big Ben. But I think Joe Burrow, for what he did last year before he got injured. He's going to be the future of that
division. So you think he's the best quarterback right now?
If he can stay healthy.
What do you say, Fury?
I'm going to go with the Browns quarterback.
Baker Mayfield?
Yeah. And the reason for that is because, you know, obviously – Ben Roethlisberger, he's won a couple of Super Bowls, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday, but he's getting older. He's getting banged up.
So here it is. I give Big Ben a C plus. I give LJ, Lamar Jackson, a B plus. I give Baker Mayfield a B minus, and I give Burrows a C plus. Those are my grades. I think Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback.
You said Ben Roethlisberger C plus.
Yeah.
Well, he's had the most.
He's on the down
record.
This is his last year, man. He's done after this.
He already wasn't mobile when he was like 24, and he's just completely immobile now.
Right.
It looks like with Roethlisberger, every time he lets go of the ball, his body language is like, please don't get intercepted. Please don't get intercepted. Oh my God, I made it. Oh God, thank you. Like,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I feel now when I watch him play.
So I'm going to go to the AFC South. All right. I'm going to go first this time. For the Titans, I give Tannehill a C+. For the Colts, I give Wentz a D-. For the Texans, I give Watson a B-. And believe it or not, and it's kind of going against Zach Wilson, what I said, I give Trevor Lawrence a C-. I think he's going to have a effect right away. So, but those are my grades. So I think out of all of them that Watson is the best quarterback in that division, AFC South.
I agree.
You know, I was looking at this division and I feel like this, I could be wrong, but for some reason, I feel like this is the hardest one for me to decide who's the best.
Really?
I feel like.
Well, you love Watson, man.
I love him. He's great. The only thing that drives me crazy with him is he'll hold the ball longer than he has to.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll like look downfield. He's like looking for somebody who's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And
he gets out of it a lot of times, though. That's why he gets out of it.
But he also takes a lot of punishment that he doesn't have to take. I personally would feel more comfortable with Ryan Tannehill because he's more of like the classic build quarterback. He can drop back. He can throw the ball. He can scramble if he has to.
I still think Deshaun's the best. But the one thing I will say is, again, the guy did go he only won 4 games last year. So AFC West is pretty much of a no-brainer, but we'll go through it anyways. I give the Chiefs Mahomes an A+, one of the few A+ quarterbacks I have. I give the Derek Carr a D-. Now, I give Justin Herbert an A-. And I know you guys are probably like, oh, I'm telling you right now that those guys, both of them might be number one and number two quarterbacks. This is my prediction at the end of this season and going into next, that Mahomes and Justin Herbert are the top two quarterbacks in the NFL. I know it sounds insane, but I love the way he plays Herbert, man. And then Drew Locke, I give a D-. But anyways, Mahomes, I think, is the best in the West. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Fury. You can.
I agree. I'll say this about the Chargers quarterback. He had a great year last year.
And he was a rookie, man.
As a rookie?
Yeah, he broke a lot of records. So here's my thing with Justin Herbert, just so people are like, why am I saying this? Listen to his NFL records he has. He has most passing touchdowns by a rookie quarterback, 31. Most total touchdowns by a rookie quarterback, 36. Most 300-yard games by a rookie quarterback, 8. Yeah. Most completions by a rookie quarterback, 396.
Wow.
I mean, he's got an arm for sure. I haven't watched any of the Chargers games from last season, so I really don't know. It's hard to say.
You didn't see him on Red Zone?
Obviously, Mahomes is the cream of the crop in the division.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's.
Derek Carr is without a doubt the worst quarterback.
You think he's the worst in there? Over Drew Locke, huh?
And I really think if the Broncos can get a decent quarterback, I really think they will be contenders.
All right, so the NFC East, we have Washington football team. We got Fitz Magic.
Uh huh.
And let's not forget about Heineken.
Wait, who?
Yeah, the dude that Taylor Heineke, the guy who almost the closest to beating Tom Brady in the playoffs last year. But you have them, but I still give those quarterbacks a D minus. Yeah, I give the Giants Daniel Jones. I give him a D minus. I give Dak Prescott a B plus. And I give Jalen Hurts a C minus. So Dak, I think, is the best quarterback in NFC East.
Oh, I was gonna say Daniel Jones is the best out of that bunch.
You think he is? Or are you just being a dick?
Well, why? Are you mad now?
I'm not mad.
Does everybody on this show get a? Do we all have to pick the Cowboys?
No, dude. Just tell me what you think. If that's what you think, if you want our fans that are listening to the show to think you know absolutely nothing about football by picking Daniel Jones just to be a dick, then fine. Then that's you.
All right, Daniel Jones, it is. You got to go with Dak. I mean, I'm just thinking, how's he going to respond with his injury?
No, I hear you.
Listen, Fitzmagic is great, but he's only great for like 5 games in a row. And then the rest of the season, he's like a turnover machine.
What do you think, Arthur?
As much as I hate the Cowboys, I mean, really, for the body of work, I have to go with Dak.
Let's go to the NFC North, which was another no-brainer with Aaron Rodgers, A+. I give Justin Fields, who hasn't played yet, a D-. I give Kirk Cousins a C-, almost had a D-.
I was going to say a D- as well.
And I give Goff a D. I mean, Rodgers is the best. I mean,
yeah, obviously Rodgers is the best Hall of Famer.
I mean, I go in order. I'd go Rodgers, Cousins, Goff, and Fields.
It's just it's something about him. He's like
generic. Which quarterback you think's the best? Aaron Rodgers, Arthur?
Yeah. I mean, you have to go Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I think Goff, honestly, as much as the guy tortured me for the last 2 years, I think he's going to have a turnaround year. He's going to have a really good year.
All right, let's go to the NFC South. The Saints. Now, they haven't really decided, but it's out of Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, so I give that tandem a D+. Tom Brady, A+. Panthers, Sam Darnold, D-, taking someone else's trash and trying to start him at quarterback. Matt Ryan, I give a C+ to.
Yeah, Brady's the winner of the division, but I don't know about an A+, man. He was really,
he had a couple of shitty games.
All right, so NFC West, Russell Wilson is the best quarterback in that division, and I give him an A. For the Rams, Stafford, I'm going to give a C-. The Cards, Kyler Murray, I'm going to give a C-. And the 49ers, now we don't know if it's going to be Jimmy G or Trey Lance, right? But D+ for the Niners. I think Trey Lance is generic, and I think that was a terrible pick by them and on that. But
well, he's got all the tools, right? Big, strong arm and scrambling ability. Hey, just to bust your balls a little bit, why did you give Kyler Murray, what did you give him again?
C-.
Okay, is that just going based on what he said about the Cowboys?
It is. Ass.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. No, you want to know why?
You're trying to hide it like you're being all serious with like your thing.
No. Well, no, I would have went through it.
F+.
You didn't give me a chance. Reason why he has a C-, asshole face, all right, is because he's obviously a follower. He's not a leader. Because that's what the comment he made about the Dallas Cowboys is something a follower would say.
The Cowboys.
No, it's okay not to like him, but to say you don't like a team because they suck shows me is what you're saying to me is, oh, I'm only going to like you if you're doing
about,
well.
Maybe he's talking about the Cowboys fan base and not the Cowboys.
No, he wasn't. Maybe. He wasn't. I heard there's audio out there. I haven't heard
it yet. Maybe he was talking about you, Ernst.
How are you going to give Matt Stafford a C minus, man?
I'm going after what you told me last week, bro. I'm you.
Well, what did I tell you?
You're the one that told me. You said Calvin Johnson never had a quarterback. And I said, Matt Stafford. And you're like, yeah, exactly. Matt Stafford's not that good. Like, I was like, go back to the show and listen to it. So now you're saying that that Calvin Johnson actually did have a quarterback then.
He did have a quarterback.
Oh, okay.
It's not just a quarterback and a receiver, man. You got to look at all.
Well, no, well, according to last episode, you said that he never had a quarterback. That's what you said in the last episode.
I said he didn't have a quarterback when they went 0-16. Don't twist my words around.
No, that's not what you said. You said he never had a quarterback.
That's what you said.
Yeah, word.
Go listen to the show. Go listen to the show, Arthur. Go ahead. Who's the best quarterback?
When I go off on rants, I don't know what I'm saying. You can't hold me to what I'm saying.
All right. Go ahead. Who's the best quarterback in that division, Arthur?
Russell Wilson.
Fury?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to say Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray was good for a couple games, and then I don't think they figured him out. I think he just kind of got tired of sprinting up and down the field for 60 minutes.
I would give Kyler Murray a higher grade, probably more like a B+.
No, you know what game stands out in my mind?
Exciting to watch.
You know what game stands out in my mind, dude, is the game they had at home against the 49ers, dude, when they needed that game to win.
Mm-hmm.
This was like, I think it was week 16, and like they had to win to stay in the playoff race.
Yeah.
And they ended up losing to the shitty ass Niners that were all injured 20-12 in kind of a must win game. And Kyler Murray played like ass that game.
At home too, right?
At home. Yeah. Arizona was at home. So I'm that. Now, like, that's what I look at with quarterbacks, big games, guys, big games.
What was the stat line?
In clutch situations.
Pull up his stat line. You can't just say he's ass.
You got to understand, it's only his second year.
Oh, shut up. Okay, here we go.
I touched the nerve, I think.
He had,
he's reading all the numbers.
He threw 50 passes, 240 yards on 50 passes, and one interception. No touchdowns. Mm. Ass. I'm him. Ass. He's ass.
Yeah, and then we didn't even have to cover Jimmy Garoppolo because that's just an embarrassment.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think of that, man. It's crazy how he
started out so hot, huh? With the Niners?
I mean,
he had a brief window, that 5-0 that he went. Then they gave him this money. He tore his ACL, and then he came back, and it was just like, dude, what did we do giving this guy money?
If I go through every division, I have to say the best division of quarterbacks is the AFC North with Ben Roethlisberger, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Joe Burrow. That's the best. The worst,
I think AFC South, man.
You say AFC South for the best quarterbacks? Tannehill, Wentz, Watson, and Lawrence?
I have high hopes for Watson.
Now, if I go worst division, it's out of the AFC East and the NFC East for worst division of quarterbacks. So you guys decide, okay? Here's the AFC East again. Josh Allen, Tua, Cam Newton, Zach Wilson. And then the NFC East is Fitz or Heinke, whatever your name is. Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott, and Jalen Hurts.
What's worse out of those two? I would say the AFC East.
You say the AFC East?
Yeah.
I would say AFC East, but I think NFC North is weak too, man. Andy Dalton.
But Goff, it's so hard when you have Rodgers in there, though. Like to say that it's the worst division of quarterbacks.
Then you have Josh Allen in Buffalo, and then you have Tua, Cam, and Zach Wilson. It's the same thing, almost.
Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen. I mean, I had him closer than you had him. I mean, I had Josh Allen at A-, which you made me rethink that. And I think you're right. I think he should be
the AFC West is not horrible.
Who?
The AFC West.
We didn't say AFC West. But I'm just bringing up the ones that you're
bringing up the worst.
The worst ones. And those are
the worst. So yeah.
Without Rodgers, you're definitely right, dude.
That's a weak, weak division.
Which it might be. It might be Jordan Love. Oh, did you see the I went on a Pro Football Talk. You know how they like to have the top 10
stories?
Yeah,
I'm on it now.
8 of the top 10 right now are Aaron Rodgers articles.
Oh, I know.
How dead it is right now, but man, that's crazy. I mean, that's the most commented, I should say. What's that?
I mean, is he still does he still want to get traded? I mean, it seems like
I still say it's the Jeopardy thing, man. People think I'm crazy, but I think he's waiting to see if he gets the job or not.
Yeah.
Why don't they do an even trade? Watson for Rodgers. Boom. Done. Well, we already said that he should demand a trade to Thailand to play football.
Oh, yeah.
or all that shit. You could play for the Phuket rickshaws or something.
Yeah. The Phuket hand jobs.
That'd be the smartest thing for him to do. But anyways, all right, guys, that's going to do it. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. We're getting closer and closer to the regular season. So, preseason. Training camp's going to start. So then we're really going to have some stuff to talk about. But until then, we're still going to do our best to entertain you. So we'll talk to you soon.